How to Be Second Best, written by Jessica Detman and read by Michaela Bannis. I'm in the kitchen making tea for my husband's current wife. He's my ex-husband, not my husband. Wonder if I'll ever get used to calling him that. His wife's name is Helen, and she's very particular about her tea. No bags, no caffeine, the water slightly off the boil. Not really resembling tea in any way. Helen's very comfortable in my kitchen. She's draped her leggy frame all over one of the mismatched wooden chairs, and she's absent-mindedly running her hands through her smooth, gently waved blonde hair. "Have you got something with dandelion?" she asks. "It's amazing for bloating." She pats her flat belly. Instinctively, I glance down and tighten what remains of my own stomach muscles. It's disheartening how little effect that has these days. I start taking everything out of the pantry, stacking boxes and packets on the counter, pretty sure that somewhere in there is a box of what appear to be dried lawn clippings. I find it. "Lactation tea," the label says, but that's surely rubbish. I brew a pot of sticks and leaves. It smells like what happens when you get too enthusiastic at the fruit and vegetable shop and it all turns into brown soup in the crisper. Helen waits calmly. Calm is her default mode. Her hands now folded and resting on an alarmingly thick document she's prepared for me. It's all about how I am to care for her daughter while she and my husband, who's now her husband, are in Ubud next week, having massages and aha moments and sex. It's kind of her to be so thorough. I mean, if we didn't have daughters the same age, I might not know what it takes to keep a 3-year-old alive. Yes, that's correct. Our daughters are the same age. They're half-sisters, born 3 weeks apart. Helen's daughter, Lola, came first. I didn't know about her until after my daughter, Freya, was born. In movies, a woman often finds out her husband has been unfaithful when he calls her by the wrong name in bed. I discovered it when my husband called our baby the wrong name.